There was an old woman and she baked 5 pies. And she says to her daughter, she says, go and put them pies in the larder and don't you touch them or I shall give you what for. Well, do you know what this girl went and done? She set to work and gobbled them up, the whole lot. She did. Well, come supper time, her mother says, go and get me one of them pies. I just fancies one of them. So the girl says, how can I when they've gone? Gone, says her mother, how could they be gone? 'Cause I've et them, says the daughter, all of them. Well, the mother was that wild, she went and sat outside on the front doorstep to cool herself off. And as she sat there, she started singing, my daughter's gobbled up 5 pies today, my daughter's gobbled up 5 pies today. Now, the king was a-coming down the road, and he heard her a-singing, but what she was a-singing of, he couldn't rightly hear, you see. So he stopped, he says, what's that you was a-singing, my good woman? Now she was ashamed for the king to hear what her daughter had really done, so instead of singing about the pies, she sang, my daughter's knitted 5 pair of socks today, my daughter's knitted 5 pair of socks today. Lawks a mercy, says the king, I never heard tell of anybody as could do that. And then he says, look here, woman, he says, I'm wanting a wife and I likes hand-knitted socks. I'll marry your daughter, and 11 months of the year she shall have all she likes to eat and all the pretty frocks she likes to wear and all the company she likes to keep. But the last month of the year she'll have to knit me 5 pair of socks every day, and if she don't, off will go her head. Right? Right, says the mother, for she thought how wonderful for her daughter to be wedded to a king. So they was married. And for 11 months, this girl had all she liked to eat and all the pretty frocks she liked to wear and all the company she liked to keep. And never a word did her husband mention about these here socks she'd got to knit, so of course she thought he'd forgotten all about them. However, on the last day of the 11th month, he takes her up to a room she'd never set eyes on before. And he says, now, my dear, you'll be locked in here tomorrow with something to eat and drink and a pair of knitting needles and a nice lot of wool, and if you haven't knitted 5 pair of socks by the night time, your head'll go off. And away he went about his business. Well, she was that frightened. She'd been so lazy all her life, you see. She didn't so much as know how to knit. And what was she to do tomorrow with nobody to help her? Oh, she sat down by the fireplace and, lawks, how she did cry. Well, all of a sudden she heard a little knocking noise low down on the window. So she upped and opened it. And what should she see there but a little black thing with a long tail? And that looked up at her right curious. And that says, what are you a-crying for, my dear? What's that to you, she says. Never you mind, that says. You tell me what you're a-crying for. And that twirled that tail round. Well, in the end, she upped and told it all about the pies and the socks and everything. Now, this is what I'll do, says this little black thing. I'll come to the window every morning and I'll take away the wool and I'll bring the socks back at night already knitted. Now, how's that? What's your pay, she says. Well, that looked out of the corner of that's eyes right curious, and that says, I'll give you 3 guesses every night to guess my name, and if you haven't guessed it before the month's up, you'll be mine. Well, she thought she'd be sure to guess that's name before the month was up, so she says, all right then, I agree. Well, next morning her husband took her up into the room and he says, now then, my dear, there's your wool and there's your knitting needles, and if you haven't knitted 5 pair of socks by tonight, off will go your head. And then he went out and he locked the door. Well, he'd hardly gone out of the room when there come a knocking again the window, and she upped and opened it, and there, sure enough, was this little black thing a-sitting on the ledge. Where's the wool? That says. Here it be, she says, and the needles. I got me own needles, that said, and away that flew. Well, in the evening, back it come with 5 pairs of socks over its arm, all knitted up beautiful, real beautiful they was. Here they be, that says, as it give 'em to her. Now then, what's my name? Is it Bill, she says. No, it ain't Bill, that says. Is it Ned, she says. No, it ain't Ned, that says, and that twirled that's tail round. Well, is it Mark, she says. No, it ain't Mark, that says, and that twirled that's tail harder and harder, and away that flew. Well, every day the pile of wool was there a-waiting for her, and every day that little black thing used to come mornings and evenings, and all day long she sat there a-trying to think of names to say to it, but she could never hit on the right one. And at last it come to the last day but one, and when this little black thing come at night with a 5 pair of socks, that says, have you got my name yet, my dear? Is it Nicodemus? She says. No, it ain't Nicodemus, that says. Is it Samuel? She says. No, it ain't Samuel, that says. Well, is it Methusalem? She says. No, it ain't Methusalem, that says. And that twirl that's tail round. And then that says, woman, there's only tomorrow night, and then you'll be mine. And away that flew. Well, she felt horrid, she really did. However, she heard the king a-coming along the passage, and he unlocked the door, and in he come. And when he seed these five pair of socks, he says, oh, he says, it looks as if I shan't have to have your head off after all, my dear. I'll have my supper in here tonight, along with you. And so down the two of them sat, you see. Well, he'd hardly had a mouthful when he suddenly starts a-laughing. What are you a-laughing at? She says. Oh, why, he says, I was out a-riding today, and I come to a place in the woods I'd never seen before, where there's an old chalk pit, and suddenly I heard a sort of a clicking noise. So I gets off my horse, and I tiptoes up to the pit, and I looks down over the edge, and what do you think I seed? The funniest little black thing you ever set your eyes on, and that had a little pair of knitting needles and a great big pile of wool, and that was a knitting away wonderful fast, and that was a twirling that's tail round. And do you know what that was a singing of? What, she says. That was a singing, nimmy, nimmy, not. My name's Tom Tit-Tot. I thought I should have died a-laughing. I really did. Well, when she heard that, she was so excited she could have jumped out of her skin. Anyway, next day, when this little black thing come for the wool, that looked at her proper nasty. And when the night come, that stepped right in on the window ledge, and that was a grinning from ear to ear. And ooh, how that tail was a twirling round. Have you got my name yet? That says. Is it Solomon? She says, pretending to be afeard. No, it ain't Solomon, that says, and that come right into the room, and that's eyes was a-burning like coals of fire. Well, is it Zebedee? She says. No, it ain't Zebedee, that says, and that twirled that's tail round so fast you could hardly see it. And then that stretched out that little black hands as if to take hold of her. Now take your time, woman, that says. If you don't get it right next time, you'll be mine. Well, she backed away a step or two, and she took a deep breath, and she pointed her finger right in its face, and she says, nimmy, nimmy, not. Your name's Tom Tit-Tot. And she laughed till I thought she was going to split her sides. Well, when that heard her, that give the most awful shriek you ever heard in your life, and that's tail suddenly stopped a twirling, and that hopped up onto the windowsill, and that flew out of the window into the night, and she never saw it no more. And a good job, too.